my tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
I wish I knew.
CITR broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam, and we are bringing you back to the garden.
This week's episode, we will be playing the music of Steve Lacy and reviewing his recent show at the Vogue Theater downtown.
So, hello and welcome. This is our very first episode of Back to the Garden. We're super excited to bring you an hour of very curated music featuring Steve Lacy, who was recently in Vancouver. And pretty much how the show is going to go is we will every week focus on a recent show that played in the city or an upcoming show. And we're going to do a profile of the artists. We're going to play all our favorite songs of them, kind of like a sample of the variety of their work. And then we are also going to be playing some of the music that has inspired them. Or if an artist has enough like acclaim and fame, we're also going to play the music that they have inspired and kind of like the whole canon of their discography. Me and Molly are really excited to have the show up and running. We have a lot of really exciting things in the works here, and we are really stoked to be bringing you our very first episode today, profiling a fan favorite, which is the incomparable Steve Lacy.
Of course. I mean, I'm sure he had quite the album of the summer.
He really did.
In July, it kind of changed things, for sure. I remember driving to work, and when that came out, whatever music was being released at the time this summer, it would be all I listened to for like the 2 weeks driving to and from work.
For sure.
And this was definitely one of those. And we're very excited. This is a great first episode to do because who doesn't like some Steve Lacy?
No.
And there's also some great inspirations of his. Like, we've got some Frank Ocean that's probably coming up later. Mac DeMarco, some CanCon. We've got the internet.
Yep. Some Prince, too,
I think.
We have a really exciting lineup waiting
for you
guys.
And, of course, some of his music. And we got some deep cuts and also some of the fan favorites.
Some of the fan favorites. Some of the things from his recent album, again, which I think you made a really good point there that I feel like I used to be like, oh, liking Steve Lacy was like, you know, oh, he's underground, he's cool. And this album, I mean, Gemini Writes really, like, put him on, I think, the central map. I'm seeing him all over, like, Vogue now, all over, like, Rolling Stones. He's on my social media. He went viral on TikTok with his tour.
Yep.
He definitely blew up. So we're super excited to bring you, I think, this first iteration of our show today. And we're going to be starting with a few of his songs, if Molly wants to introduce them.
For sure. First up, we're going to play You Just Listen to Bad Habit. That's what kind of rang us in here. And that, I'm sure a lot of you know that song. It was the viral hit off of Gemini Writes, which again was released in July of this past year. Great song to ring us in today. And up next we have Dark Red, which arguably put him on the map. It is off of his Steve Lacy's demo. That's the album it's off of, or the EP. And for a lot of people, this may have been the first time you heard Steve Lacy, even if you didn't even know it was Steve Lacy. It's definitely a very recognizable song of his. So we're just going to get right into that.
Yeah, and I believe he also released this song in this EP at 19 years old. So let's just take that.
That's crazy.
Let that sink in for a second before we get going. Yeah. This is a very young artist, too, that I would say has a really foundational sound and like has known his sound for a very long time.
Yeah.
But without further ado, let's play some more music.
All right.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you, baby.
bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't.
Inside, inside. It's cool, I guess you get a pass. I'ma kiss your neck and grab your ass. And when I do it, I'ma make it last. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inside, inside, so dancing inside. Inside.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We're welcoming you back to the garden. You just listened to See You Girl, Inside, and Dark Red, all off of different projects of Steve Lacy's. We've got Dark Red, which is off Steve Lacy's demos. We've got See You Girl, which was released as a single, and Inside, which was off his album Apollo.
Very exciting.
Very fun. Yeah. Those are three very good songs. I think it's quite a diverse... They're all definitely his more popular ones, but there's a diverse part of his discography there.
Yeah. Good selection, Molly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're just going to take this moment between songs to talk about the show a bit more that we are starting. So for anyone tuning in, if we have some, you know, old school music, you know, listeners, they might know where they might recognize where Back to the Garden comes from, which essentially is the title of our show, and it comes from a Joni Mitchell song, and that song is Woodstock, also sung by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yep.
And it's essentially about kind of the return to music, kind of the return to like the pleasures that, you know, just enjoying music and art can bring. And that's what we're trying to do with this show. We're trying to profile touring acts that we think embody this like really hedonistic approach to music and the idea that it's all for pleasure and it's all for fun. And it's just a really enjoyable media that we get to all consume, which we're going to consume together right now.
Yeah. So essentially, Back to the Garden as a premise, each week, it's a weekly show. And each week we're going to be covering a different artist that is coming to Vancouver. So this show is exclusively for artists touring that are coming to Vancouver. For example, this week we're doing Steve Lacy because he had a show here downtown on February 11th that Sam was fortunate enough to go to.
Yes.
And next week, I can tell you right now, we're going to be covering Andy Schaaf, which I am very excited to be going to tomorrow. Andy Schaaf is Canadian content. He is from Saskatchewan, I believe. And yeah, very excited to be covering him for sure. We'll talk more about Andy Schaaf when the time comes. Yeah. But each week we're just going to be having a different artist dedicating the full episode to playing their music, talking about their show, or interviewing them sometimes if we're so fortunate.
Yeah.
And
that one will be a surprise. We'll keep you on your toes with that one.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll be talking about him and sometimes you'll hear him.
Yeah.
So, I mean... You never know what's coming next.
Yeah. Also, if there's any musicians out there or promoters listening and you want to be interviewed on the show, we would love to have you.
Yes. You can contact us at backtothegardencitr@gmail.com.
Drop the email.
If you are an artist or a promoter coming to Vancouver, contact us there.
You know to contact.
You do know us, Sam and Molly.
Yeah, there's two of us, so we can go to many shows.
Yeah.
We have lots of flexibility.
Yes. And I mean, just being in Vancouver in general, I'm sure a lot can resonate that there's such a great live music scene here, and we're also fortunate to be a part of it. And
we want to share it and promote it with people.
For sure. Yeah. And a lot of Sam and I's friendship, I think, has been built upon live music. I actually was introduced to Sam through going to a concert with his friend.
Yeah.
Her name's Tessa, if you're listening. Hello, Tessa. Tessa was sold a beach house ticket that I had extra of, like, the day of the concert, and that is actually how I ended up meeting Sam. So live music is very important to both him and I.
Dude, live music brings people together.
That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
Not to be cliche, but it does.
But it does. And we're very fortunate to be able to be a part of it and go to all these amazing shows, and we figured, why don't we make a show about it?
Yeah.
So here we are.
Here we are. This has been a long time in the making.
Yes.
All right. We're going to have a short ad break right now, I believe. And we will be coming back to you in a few moments.
Yes.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. But if you take me in your arms, be
confident. I commit a character fraud. CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
This March 6th to March 10th, vote yes for the Bite Kitchen in the AMS referendum. Since 1998, the Bite Kitchen has enabled UBC students to access affordable transportation and inclusive programming. However, operations have been seriously impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving our organization in a difficult financial position. From March 6th to March 10th, UBC students will be able to vote yes to support a $3 fee increase for the Bite Kitchen. Having this stable source of funding will allow us to create a new program where we would provide bicycles to BIPOC students, expand our offerings to the LGBTQ+ community, bring back educational classes, provide more support for wheelchair users, and continue providing bicycle repair services at an accessible price point. Getting more people on bicycles means less traffic by having less cars on the road, as well as more seats available on buses. Whether or not you're a cyclist, support for a crucial UBC resource will mean a healthier, happier, and safer student body. Vote yes on the referendum to directly support a more sustainable future, not just for UBC students, but for our community at large.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net. Thank you.
But you latch on tight when the coast is clear. If I could travel through time, I think I would tell myself from the past, you'll be fine.
Tell them you're my girl. Tell them you're my girl. And all catching up to you lately. Been a couple months since I told you it's over. Caught me off guard when I saw you last week. Oh, so tough, but you bluffed when you had me. Saying my ex like my name ain't Steve. Gave you a chance and some dopamine. Safe to say after me you peeped. Still give you dick anytime you need.
Admit that I wasn't lost. You're taking it just as hard. Criticize me all you want, but I'm always gonna be
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. We're taking you back to the garden again. I'm Sam. Oh, I'm Molly. I'm not Sam. I was looking at Sam, but I am Molly.
I'm Sam. Thank you for that, though. I mean, we can swap.
We can play. Names. We can play.
We love playing.
Yeah. We love playing.
So that was just three beautiful songs that we played for you. That was Only If off of Apollo. I believe we did a little veering to one of Steve Lacy's more like hidden things that he did, which is his feature and time in the internet. So we played you Girl featuring Kay Trinada, which is one of my personal favorite internet songs. Thank you, Naomi Ng, for introducing me to that, if you're listening right
now. Shout out to Naomi.
Yeah.
Always.
And then that was just Sunshine off of Gemini Writes, his latest album, featuring Fouché, who opened for his show in Vancouver.
And we're going to use that as a little segue, if you will, into talking about his show.
Yeah.
Which, once again, is what this show is all about.
Yeah.
So, Sam was fortunate enough to go. I was not.
No. It was a really hot ticket to get.
It was.
It's an interesting story. I did not have a ticket initially because Steve Lacy was playing at the Vogue Theater, which for folks in Vancouver know that that is like a pretty big venue in Vancouver, but it's not like a huge venue in terms of capacity.
No, it's like it's GA.
Yeah.
And I know when the tickets went on sale, I was hearing Tessa.
Sold out instantly.
They sold out really quickly. Yeah. I think that was like across the board for sure, but they sold out really quickly. And I know Tessa got her hands on one, but I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe.
Like resale was insane. Yep. And I did not have a ticket at the time. I was like, that's too bad. It's not meant to be. And then the day of the show, my good friend Lily happened to have an extra ticket and was like, or got offered two tickets, I think, and was like, would you want to go? And I was
like, below what the person probably paid. I think it was Lily's coworker.
Yeah. It was a friend or a coworker. And I was just like, perfect. Amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'll do it. So I went to the show. It was phenomenal. I mean, there's something to be said, I think, for going to a concert when you didn't think you'd be going to it that day. Because, like, I think if I had, like, bought these tickets a long time ago, my expectations would have been, like, through the roof. Because I do love Steve Lacy. And I would have been like, this is crazy. Like, what's he going to play? What's he not going to play? But because it was such a surprise, it ended up being just one of the most delightful concerts. Because I was just happy to be there, you know?
Yeah, and definitely, like, I am definitely a concert overthinker. Like, I used to be notoriously, I'd, like, memorize and check the set list.
Yeah.
I'd have it pulled up on my phone during. I try not to do that anymore. Like, after COVID and, like, the return to concerts, I don't do that anymore because I like the surprise.
Yeah.
But for sure, I think... there's something to be said about like a little spontaneous concert because I definitely do get stressed. Like Sam and I had the opportunity to go to Phoebe both nights, which you may talk about down the line.
Yeah.
But we went with some friends and it was so fun. But the whole week I was like, oh my gosh,
so I'm going to lose my mind.
Phoebe Bridgers week. Yeah. I'm going insane. I'm going to cry. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to feel many things. And I was just hyping it up so much in my head for good reason. But there is something to be said.
No, of course. Yeah. And it was a big surprise and it was a phenomenal show. Fouché, who was just featured on
Sunshine,
opened up. And I was really surprised. I thought she was phenomenal, although I'd only heard Fouché through her features previously. I knew her through Sunshine. And I knew her on the King Princess feature she had on King Princess's latest album. So I was really surprised when they performed and they had like a punk rock sound, not like this kind of more R&B sound that you hear on Sunshine.
Yeah.
And it was really entertaining. Like, I was, like, freaking out in the back. Like, I was, like, dancing and running around. Like, I was having a great time. But she was phenomenal. Like, when I say, like, punk rock, I mean, like, screaming. Like, she was on the ground at one point. Like, the most insane, like, shredding guitar solos. It was just literally insane.
What a great, high-energy opener.
High-energy opener. Whereas I feel like an opener sometimes is, like, okay, like, you're there. People aren't really paying attention. People are, like, chit-chatting. Yeah. And sometimes, like, I feel kind of bad for them sometimes.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Like, grabbed our attention. Like, this was like, okay,
that's
this is
amazing.
Her show.
Yeah.
And then Steve Lacy came on after, and he was phenomenal. This was the first show he played, because he postponed it when he was on SNL. That's when he initially was supposed to come to Vancouver, which was in November, and he postponed the show. And this was the first show he'd played since winning his Grammy, which was his first Grammy he'd ever won.
Yes.
Not the first one he'd been nominated for, though, but his first win. So he was super excited, very stoked to be performing again. Loved sharing that news with us. The energy was just really high and really loving, and he was hilarious. I'd seen so many videos on TikTok, I think, of like...
Early on, there was a lot of speculation
Like the smoke, and he's like choking, and he's telling people to be quiet, and all these like cheeky things. So I was like, I don't know what to expect. This could be anything. And he was just a little bundle of joy.
That's
loving
lovely.
It. Yeah, it was phenomenal. I was really impressed, I think, with the stage setup of the show. Like, they
very
had
cool
really,
staging from what I've seen.
Really cool, like, laser setup that there was kind of, like, these different laser lights as well with, the smoke that would go along with everything he did, which just really elevated the experience. Because, again, in a smaller, intimate venue like the Vogue, you can actually, I think, play a lot with, like, set design and make it, like, a really immersive experience because we're not, like, in the thralls of an arena or something. So it was really, really well done. And obviously when he played Sunshine, Fouché came back on stage. They had such good chemistry between them. It was like beautiful to watch. Like they did such a beautiful rendition of it. The energy was so high. I mean, it was honestly one of those shows where I wasn't paying attention to the time, wasn't paying attention to how many songs were being played.
So
immersed in it and happy to be there. I feel like sometimes at a show, I'm like, okay, when's it going to be over? Because, I don't want this to end, but you're thinking about it. No, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just enjoying this. Like, we are having a great time. It was a really, really good show. I definitely look forward to seeing what new things Steve Lacy gets up to, because I think we are seeing an artist kind of... I mean, I think he was amazing from his first demo and even his single, and obviously his time on the internet. They made, such good music together.
Yeah.
But I think we're really seeing an artist like coming into their own now, and I think it's really exciting to see like what direction it's going to go in.
Yes. He's had a very good year, for sure, and I think he's finally getting the recognition that he's been working pretty hard for.
Yeah, that he deserves.
And yeah, he's been in the game since pretty young, and I think he's been putting in the work, and it's very nice to see. I remember the first time I heard him, I think it was on a Vampire Weekend feature.
Oh, yeah. He's on Sunflower, I think, by Vampire Weekend, as well as Flower Moon, I believe.
Yes, which are two... Perhaps we'll play that later on. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking of that earlier. Yeah. But no, those are two really beautiful songs. And I think that's the first time I heard of him.
Yeah.
And it's nice to... like. I it's very happy, feel-good music.
It's such good music. Yeah. No, I think he's doing a lot. I mean, in the past, he has been compared to Stevie Wonder. He's been compared to Prince.
Yes.
In some of the research I've done and the articles and interviews I've read with him, which when he's also interviewed, he often cites those artists as his inspiration or as people that have influenced his music, which is kind of part of what the show is going to be. So following our next little ad break here, we will be playing you some of the music that has inspired Steve Lacy, and that will be coming to you very shortly.
All right, let's get to the ads. Yeah.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only...
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only...
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like...
Salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Invento para el alma contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
All students at UBC deserve equitable access to healthcare. You can help make this happen by supporting access to life-saving, gender-affirming care for UBC students. For an $8 fee, the Student Care Plan will make urgently needed gender-affirming care accessible for UBC students. This coverage will profoundly uplift students' lives and their well-being, relieving barriers, promoting health, and providing safety. BC's provincial gender-affirming coverage is currently inadequate to internationally recognized standards of care, while the UBC Student Care Plan currently offers no defined gender-affirming coverage of its own. Without comprehensive access to gender-affirming coverage, students experience worse social, mental, and physical health outcomes when they are unable to afford the care that they need. These inequities contribute to a broader ongoing healthcare crisis on UBC's campus. An inclusive UBC begins with you. Vote yes to support equitable healthcare at UBC.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Portland, Oregon-based sub-pop recording artists Quasi are set to perform in Vancouver on Thursday, March 2nd at Fox Cabaret with special guests Number 2. Tickets available now at f7entertainment.com.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR.
We're taking you back to the garden.
We're taking you back to the garden again. Yeah. And that was just some prints that you were hearing, which we're now in the adjacent section, what we like to call the adjacent section of the hour, which is when we're going to play just a few of Steve Lacy's inspos and also music that he's noted as inspirational to his work.
I mean, he's talked about Prince a lot as being his, like, dream collaborator, he's always said, which obviously is impossible, but, so, from that, we decided to play Purple Rain, because that was both Molly and I's favorite Prince song.
It's an amazing song.
I mean, like, if we had the time, we would have played the full, like, 8-minute-long power ballad with an epic guitar solo. Yeah. However, you know, we had to do the radio edit, because we are on radio.
We are on radio, after all.
So next up, we're going to play you some other artists he has cited as inspiration or people he finds to influence his music. So we are going to be bringing you some Frank Ocean and some Mac DeMarco, a
which
Canadian
is some,
classic.
Mac, our Canadian boy. So yeah, we're going to play that and then we're going to round out the hour, but we will play you these two little songs first and we hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got into people. Devil be possessing homies. Demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when a fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the frame. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter, we laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones, amber rose. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feel it. I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something.
You got a roommate, he'll hear what we do. It's only awkward if you're fucking too.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. We are closing out the hour with some Mac DeMarco.
Yeah.
You just listened to some Nikes by Frank Ocean as well.
And Let Her Go by Mac DeMarco. Those are two of Steve Lacy's inspirations, he said. I picked this song by Frank Ocean because it's in 2020's High Fidelity with Zoe Kravitz, which is my favorite show. that's the story behind that selection, and it's an amazing song. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning into our very first show. We are super excited to see where this takes us. Yeah. Again, next week we'll be covering Andy Schaaf and his show this Saturday at the Orpheum Theater.
Yes. And if you can make it out, there is still tickets available. So I highly recommend go support our Canadian boy.
Yeah, many tickets available. Him, Fox Warren is a band that he had and was in. That's also some of his music to check out. But yeah, without further ado, we will play you one more Steve Lacy song to tune out, and it's been real.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. We do not know when our official time slot is, but if you follow us at backtothegarden.citr, I believe on Instagram, we're keeping you updated there.
Updates will be there. Phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone have an amazing Friday.
Yeah.
And it's been our pleasure. Thank you for joining us on our pilot episode.
Thank you for coming to the garden.
Amazing. Yeah. Here's Playground by Steve Lacy, and have a great day.